you know, when you hear about the teachings that you've just been talking about, with the way that these different stages of enlightenment, if you
right,
know, with the fetters, so these fetters going at these stages.
Yeah.
And I remember when I first heard about it, well, it was kind of helpful, but at the same time, it seemed to make it was so sort of, you know, stratified with these kind
right.
of, you have to do it like this, and
then yep.
and it sounded so complicated and so yep. kind of involved, and like, you know, whereas McCall would teach about yeah. it's here and now, it's right now,
yep.
you know, and that was so liberating.
Yeah.
And yet, so somewhere between this, like, it is.
Yeah. Well, it's also why we're sort of, you know, we're drawn to Lopa Sumedho's teachings or Lumpa Cha's teachings, because it just make it very accessible and down to earth and practical.
Is there some way of sort of like, so you've got the immediacy of the teaching and the practice was really...
Well, I think one of the things, yeah, I mean, I think one is actually having a sense of what the parameters are. Or what are the kind of indicators? Okay, this enlightenment is not going to carry this me into me and my body and me and my emotions and thoughts and my brilliant ideas are not going to cut it. So that to that extent. Then you start, and I think you're really getting the flavor of relinquishment and realizing that the buoyancy and brightness of the heart really comes from how much we're willing to let go, rather than, you know, what we're trying to achieve or attain or measure, because that measuring it's another function of me.
So I think this teaching can be used in a way that's a bit misleading.
Yeah, which is why, I mean, there's so many. I mean, this book sort of tries to sort of cover the practical elements, but also you don't want to overlook the basic teachings that the Buddha and the kind of baselines that are kind of it gives you some fences to sort of stay within.
I suppose that was my question, was I'm not saying it's the sort of thing that might sound like that, but I suppose what I meant was something that sounds like you hear it and you go, I'm not going to get to that stage, and how will I know if I have, and, you know, what about that veteran? I've let go of that one, but, you know, that one pops up again. And,
yep.
But how can you use this talk of the fetters and the different stages in a way that's helpful? I suppose that's the question.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, that's the you know, exactly what the you know, again, why we're so informed by the practicalities of, say, like, of the Thai Forest tradition, of Lopa Sumedho himself, because it brings it back to an experiential level, and we really. Yeah, it's good to know these things, but it's not good to clog the mind up with too much detail sometimes.